Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up, world? It's Badass Thuggin' like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cuff. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond. Yo, yo, check this out. This is your girl, Cola Vogue, and I'm chilling with my boys right here on Off the Cuff Radio. Because we off the cuff right now. You dig?
What's up? It's your boy Lil Yap from LV, ragging up from the river, cooling with my homies and my family at Off the Cuff Radio. Y'all be sure to tune in on Fridays and get the latest scoop and find out what's happening. You hear me?
Tiffany Levine.
And this Queen Crazy, your girl favorite bartender.
And we're from
Sex on the Rocks podcast.
Alright, you're now tuning in to Off the Cuff Radio.
Yeah, because they keep representing that world hip hop. Yo, much love.
Alright. Y'all, this is Princess Daisy giving a shout out to King Eric and Off the Cuff Radio. Keep doing your thing, puppy.
Hey y'all, this is Stacey Lachey giving a shout out to King Eric and Off the Cuff Radio.
What's shaking, y'all? This is the Grand, one half of Lost Cause and one third of that Drive Time thing. Sending my love to the homies over at Off the Cuff Radio. Tune in every Friday night for some real deal hip hop conversation. These dudes are the connoisseurs of this thing. You already know what it is. BX Stand Up, Hud City, what's shaking? Peace.
Yo, this is Joe Fresh the Dime, and y'all tuned in to the most raw, uncut show on radio, the Guillotine Team, Off the Cuff, and yo, Eric Sandman, Off of these clowns.
Record. You're fucking with the trio, so nigga, come check us, little bitch.
but you saw a little bitch. Hey, but this nigga ain't real. Real lying on your record. You're fucking with the trio. Yo, nigga, come check us, little bitch. True story, little bitch. True story, little bitch. True story, little bitch. Hey, shit, I'm just like a pimp in my ghetto. I'm a star. Look, I'm leaning on the leather, gripping wood in my car. The bitches in the brick, high cane so far. Shit, I'm shot my damn self that I ain't seen jail bars. So I throw the shit down, cause this rap shit easy. These niggas make me sick. Everybody think they Jesus. They lying on their records. These niggas talking greasy. They ain't really living. So I know the game need me. You fuck ass rappers, dancing motherfuckers. I don't lean and rock shit. Old gimmick motherfuckers. I lean and take steps. So silly motherfuckers. Fake trips and sell bricks. So feminine motherfuckers. Then push it to the limit. And flip it with the white. Then I mix it with the soda. For the shades with the fight. I see the red sauce for my motherfucking team. Then I'm flying out the tag. The line on your record. You're fucking with the trio. So nigga, come check us, lil bitch. True story, lil bitch. True story, lil bitch. True story, lil bitch. Hey, look, this nigga ain't real. The line on your record. You're fucking with the trio. So nigga, come check us, lil bitch. True story, lil bitch. True story, lil bitch. True story, lil bitch.
Bitch, my chain hang low like the sweet cherry guy. When I take twine down at the Mary guy. It's me and big bitches in the Ford Larry guy. See pimp like I'm Bushy, I don't like no hairy guy. Bitch, I'm smelling like I was a candy store. Where your sweet smelling nigga come and kick in your door. South side till I die, I'm a criminal, bitch. Get the message, fuck boy, ain't no subliminal shit. I'm a Mississippi nigga, baby, you take a look. Then my motherfucking name ain't come out no comic book. Niggas hate to hear the truth, better pack up and leave. Hey, I'm finna show you what you put on top of your beat. You put a silky smooth, can't lose. Country niggas paying dues, put the niggas better move. Oh, that's why I keep the tool. Don't ever play me like the nigga that's out. I'm cut from a whole different cloth, bitch. Bitch, you out here wasting time, you ain't dying with self. You ain't getting no money cause they don't want what you sell. You presenting it wrong, your pimp ain't strong. Need some P.I. in your life, I get your bankroll on. Need some guidance, hit me up on the phone. I'ma put you on the slab, you just get it back home. Need to pay attention closer, you gon' end up lost. I'm on the move all the time, you just ride with the ball. I don't play with my nose and I stop sipping the drink. The only time I'm feeling high is when you bring me some change. I don't need that fucking mucket, ho, I take over mine. The mother square station pussy, cause they ain't on the grind. I'm out of nation with it, getting back to Mississippi. Shit, I'm riding with the pimp and Cadillac and through your city. So ho, get down and make a pimp ready. And I don't put no trust in no trick ass bitch. I'm draped up in diamonds. Johnny got me shining. I came back home and them niggas started whining. Hoes started choosing. Niggas getting nasty. Cause every pussy nigga on the video dancing. Bitches looking mucky, jumping, grind in their grandstand. Hit the vocal booth, I'm taking penitentiary chances. No advances, I use my own money. Fuck getting signed, I started my own company. Then I met the pimp. It's been going down ever since then. I'm fit to win. Hey, yeah, yo, bitch, she know it, nigga. She can't help but show it, nigga. Big dick off in the mind. Bust nuts all in your house.
drip it, I set it off. Kicked out and let it off. She gon' leave you broke off. She ain't there, she gon' leave with balls. Bitch, and if she getting down for mine, she gon' get her ass in line. Bitch.
Nothing to the bitch. You can't fuck with this, man. I got a sucking dick. here with that Santa Claus shit.
Where's that? 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 Where my money at? Where's that? 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 Pop that with the whole shake that ass. Say a left with the whole break from face. Pop that with the whole shake that ass. Put the whole break of fame away. Put the whole, shake that ass. You gotta pop that pussy. Shake that ass.
This your boy King Eric the Great. You're not tuned in at Off the Cuff Radio, sponsored by Buddy Boy Entertainment and Da Vinci Clothing. And for episode 227, we have a special guest tonight, one of the most underrated and realest artists out there. He came up under the late Pimp C as his protege, and now he's putting it down on his own. Let's all welcome 17 to the show. What's happening,
down,
bro?
Man. Chilling with it.
Before we get started, man, we got to give you that round of applause, man. Got to put some respect on it.
Already, man.
What's happening? Yeah, what's been happening with you, man?
Oh, man, I'm grinding. I'm working. Just getting on from the studio right now. Dropped another single today. We just busy, man. Like, it's nonstop right now.
For real, man. And now you dropping the Underground Heat Volume 2. You got like 4 or 5 new singles you pushing.
Yeah, I'm giving my, like, all the supporters, you know what I'm saying? Like, they missing that kind of music, man. They not getting that. What they playing on the radio is not what the Pimp C fans or the UGK fans want to hear. You know, we don't knock nobody, but that's just not what we want to hear. So when I say my people, I'm talking about my fans. Like, I talk to my fans. I like, when they telling me, like, they need music. Like, every time I put out a single, every time I put one out every week, sell thousands. Like, so shit, we just dropping singles every week, and yeah, I'm putting out the whole catalog. Like, people don't know, like, this would be my 10th album. You know what I'm saying? So we just putting out the whole back catalog too, and we just keep them, you know, long as I can keep them hollering Pimp C, man, I don't care, bro. At the end of the day, if I made him say his name, I did my job.
And how the response has been so far with those singles?
How's the what?
How the response has been so far, like, from the fan base and the people that are just checking you out?
I ain't got nothing but good, bro. You know, like, they kind of was upset that it took me so long to, you know, be as consistent as I'm being right now. But, nah, man, they love the music. Like, that's the music they've been waiting for. Like, and I understand them, because it's the same kind of music I've been waiting for. I don't want to hear a lot of what's going on right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's just been a lot of love, bro. Like, it's, you're going to have haters in anything you do, man. Pimp taught me that. So you got a little bit of that sprinkled in there, but that's usually the artist that's hating. But, man, as far as, like, support, nah, man, I got support. Like, ain't nothing but love every time I drop something.
Now, with this, now you dropped the first Underground joint in 2004, I believe. And
yeah,
following it up now with 2019, like, what was the, like, the hiatus part? Like, what took so long to come up with the Volume 2?
No, Volume 2 actually dropped in 2005 when Katrina hit.
Okay.
Yeah, I re-released it.
Okay,
I'm re-releasing the whole catalog. Like, my fans just really never had a way to get to my music. So that I'm taking the Bandcamp route. People can get my music off iTunes, Spotify, eMusic, all that if they want to. That's cool. I don't know where that money be going. I don't never see that money. I think the distributor get that money or something. I don't know. So I waited till I set up my own. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all cuss on here, man. You cuss on here?
Oh, yeah. We off the cut radio, brother. You can express yourself.
Okay, well, look here, man. I set up my own shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
there
so
you go.
Any artist that's listening, man, you know, Bandcamp is the way to go if you independent, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's your store. That's your shit. And anybody who really fuck with you, all they got to do is go to your store. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing but my shit and my store. And I didn't know how much support I had until I started my store. So now that I started my store, I can keep Pimp Name alive all in their ear hole. Ain't nothing a nigga can do about it. And the fans are all over it. So now I got to re-release the whole catalog. So now they didn't have access to it before. So now I'm re-releasing everything, so and they grabbing the shit. They asking me for it, so I'm giving it to them.
Now, you gonna be having any, like, videos coming out promoting the project?
Yeah, we got plenty of videos coming out, man. We got a movie coming out, the documentary. It's all that's coming, man. That's, like I say, right now it's nonstop every day right now. So whatever you could think of, yeah, it's all coming with it.
And I also want to talk about, because you're from Mississippi, and I want to know, like, what was it like coming up during that period?
What period?
The period where you was growing up in Mississippi, like in the 80s and the 90s.
I mean, people got a stigma about Mississippi that some of it's true, but where I'm from, it's not. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the Gulf Coast, man. So you go up north of Mississippi, that's that shit you see in the movies. You know what I'm saying? You might see some goddamn cotton fields or something like that, man. Well, I ain't grow up around that. I grew up on by the ocean. You know, it ain't nothing but casinos down there. It's a city, so my era, like Pimp said, but it's a port town. So what do you get when you live in port cities? You know what I'm saying? It's dope. Ain't nothing but dope pulling up in them harbors and on them boats and shit. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like anywhere else. It's just people don't know because they think Mississippi and think what they see on the movie. Nah, man, not where I'm from. Like, I come up in the era, yeah. Like, we hustled. That's what we did. That's how we ate. It wasn't what we did. That shit wasn't, you wasn't doing it to be cool. Like, now, that's how everybody had to get their money, man. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, we grew up on 8-Ball and MJG, UGK, the Ghetto Boys. Like, we grew up on some real music, man. Like, it ain't just me that's underrated. The whole, where I'm from is underrated. You know what I'm saying? Like, you mentioned Mississippi to most people and what they think. The only thing they're going to think of is David Banner. That's it. Because it's like Mississippi don't support itself. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's plenty of people that made it from here, though. Like, it's plenty of people that's from Mississippi. You talk to them. Snoop is from Mississippi, bro. His family's from Mississippi. Like, fucking Morgan Freeman. Man, if I told you all the people that's from Mississippi, that's really from Mississippi, it'll blow your mind. You know what I'm saying? But they don't say it. They don't represent it. So, yeah, we get looked over. We get, you know, it's underrated. So, it's like, you know, I got to rep for Mississippi as hard as I can, even though Mississippi hate on Mississippi. I fuck that. That's home. I got to rep that. And without Pimp being here, I got to make sure everybody still screaming long live Pimp Chad. You know what I'm saying? So like, I got shit to do, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, everything I do, it ain't just for me. I have to do this shit for other reasons.
And what I like about Mississippi music, man, is like y'all express that. Y'all express the harsh realities of what real life as a young black male and a young black female be going through, man, because there's a lot of pain. There's a lot of realism. It's a lot of racism. There's a lot of that y'all express through, and that helps me relate to y'all music so much.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, we going to go through it down here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think nobody from Mississippi going to tell you it ain't no racism down here. Nah, it's down here. They ain't going to say it in our face, though. You know what I'm saying? That's, I mean, times have changed, so it's just, but yeah, do we get aggravated? And you know, so it's going to come out in your music. You got to express yourself. You know what I'm saying? So, and then with being looked over all the time, man, you got to think about it, bro. Like, it seemed like every place in the South that had its time, like, we still sitting here like, all right, I guess they just really think we ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you hear the aggravation come out, and you hear it come out, and a lot of people can relate to it because no matter where you from, you know, everybody done been down and had to get back up. Or everybody done been, you know, through something. And shit, Mississippi, man, if you from here, yeah, you done probably been through it. And you done had to get back up. So, you know, that reflect through the music.
And how did you come up with the name 17, and why did you choose that for a stage name?
I didn't come up with it, man. That's a funny one. When I was younger, I was a little hard-headed motherfucker, man. Like, I used to get in trouble, so. You remember when the 17-shot Glock pistols first came out? Like, when they first came out, you remember that? Only the police, they was only police issued. And I was like 14 years old, 15 years old, and I got one. And then it's about the same time we start rapping and shit. And it was just as a joke, like, they would just call me 17 Shot. Like, all my, you know, all my partners where I was from, like, just because I had that gun. Like, they was like, how he get that gun? Like, only police got that gun. How that little nigga got that gun? And so that's where the name came from. It was 17 Shot. And then, like niggas do, we shortened everything. It went from 17 Shot to 17. So now niggas just holler sell them. And it just stuck. But that's where the name come from, bro. It come from me having a gun I ain't have no business having at that age. And, yeah, that's where the name come from.
And also, I could tell by listening to your music, man, you also have, like, a nice soulful vibe, too, like soulful influences. And coming in, do you have any, like, soulful influences coming into to trademark your style before you started rapping?
I mean, when you coming from here, I mean, this is where the blues was originated, so. But you don't want to hit every record like that, because then you're going to have everybody depressed. So that's why, I mean, what I did was just find a way to mix that into the music, like, you know, be able to put the blues into the music and make it jam, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, we grew up on really 8-Ball, MJG, UGK, Ghetto Boy, Scarface. You mix that in with the blues and that's what you get with Mississippi music. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was my influences.
Yeah, man. I mean, you could definitely feel it. Even with the songs that we play following up to Bring You On, it just brings, like, a sort of energy, man, like a great vibe. Like, you make you feel fresh when you're getting out, or you just want to pop your ride in and start riding through. That's the type of energy that you guys bring to the table.
Well, just that's sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, like, you're going to make music depending on what you're going through. And that's why I had to take a break for a little while because, you know, we lost Pimp. Then we lost Mama West. And then I lost my mom. And then, you know, so like I said, you don't want to go in the studio and just, you know, what if I'd have just put out music then of how I was feeling then? And yeah, it would have been all depressing songs. You know what I'm saying? So the ones that you playing is everything you hear in my music, if I'm rapping about it, I was doing that shit at that time. You know what I'm saying? So, that you know, it just, I don't know. I think that's why so many people could relate. It's so, I'm like everybody else. I just know how to put mine in music form. You know, just like whatever you went through today, I probably went through the same shit. I just know how to make the shit sound fly around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
make sure the
I
beat jamming around that bitch. And
First, I want to send condolences to you for you losing your mom and everything. We want to send our prayers and thoughts for that because I understand how hard that is. And I also like that you took on your YouTube that you took on talking about issues that pertain with black people such as depression and anxiety because we feel there's a lot of taboo issues that they don't touch, people don't touch on in their music now. So I want to salute you for that.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. I don't think I know. As you know, some black men, we got this macho thing, bro. You know what I'm saying? Well, it's like we don't ever want to tell. We don't like to cry in front of people. Well, you know, I remember before I knew I had anxiety, I ain't know what it was. You know what I'm saying? You think you're losing your mind. You think you're crazy or something. But you don't want to go to no doctor. You know what I'm saying? You don't want nobody. You don't want to take the medicine. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Pimp dealt with anxiety, all that shit, too. A lot of people don't know that. So when I lived with Pimp and then we found out we pretty much took the same medicine, like, that shit was just funny. We used to mess with each other and say, man, we crazy as hell. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, man, that shit real, you know. And I just try and let people know that it's temporary. Anxiety and depression is temporary. Whatever you're going through, trust me, I've probably been through worse. And I know at times that we feel like, damn, man, this shit ain't going to never get no better. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it will, man. Like, you got to know it's temporary. People who commit suicide and all that shit, bro, you know why they do that, right? Because they don't realize that it's temporary. They don't think it's temporary. They don't think it's ever going to get no better. So nobody spoke on it. Nobody picked their head up. Nobody told them it was going to get better.
Right.
So, this shit is going on in our community. I mean, we don't touch on it. Somebody, you know, I don't know, man. I can't save the world, but I can try.
And you know what was dope about Pimp is that Pimp was never afraid to reach out to the cast that was coming up. Because, you know, we live in a game where it's very egotistical and very cliquish. Pimp was one of those guys, from what I observe and from the people that we interview talking about him, he'll give you the shirt off his back. Like, he'll put you on a track for free. So how do you make that connection with him?
One of my partners, he had came down to do a show. And this was after Hurricane Katrina, so everything had got blew away. And that's when I was working on Certified. And I was in Atlanta doing a song with O'Hagan when he came down, had to do a show, so I missed him. But then when I got back, when my partner and them had got his phone number, so I got his number and I called him, and Pimp wasn't like these other rappers. Like, the number I had when I called it, Pimp answered that phone. So, I mean, he really was, man. Pimp was for the underdog. So I just, when I called him, I told him I wanted a feature. He told me how much. I told him, shit, I got him. He said, you know, he'll pick me up from the airport. He picked me up from the airport. I bought him the money, gave him the money. And, man, I was never nervous to rap in front of nobody, bro. By then, I did songs with Yo Gotti, Pastor Troy, Bo Hagan, Convict Music. Like, I had been grinding. But for Pimp was just like, that's who I looked up to musically. So when it was time for me to do my verse, I didn't want to do it. I just want to take my Pro Tools session, go on to the house. You know, I'm like, man, I done gave you money. You done did the verse. You know, I'm good. Appreciate it. But he insisted on me rapping. Like, he wouldn't let me go home. So I stayed the night in Houston. And then he made me miss my flight the next morning, took me to Port Arthur with him, put me back in the studio, and then he heard me rap. And then when he heard me rap, he gave me all my money back and just told me, like, nah, you with me. Like that's how Pimp was. He was like, nah, you with me. Like, and matter of fact, we're going to do this as a Pimp C Presents album. So that's how it went from him just being on one song to him presenting the whole album and being all over the album, because, I mean, that was him. That was all him. Like you said, he fucked with the underdogs. He'd get the shirt off his back. I can't tell you how many times he go to sleep, man. You know what I mean? Man, that's like my big brother, man. Like, Pimp will stay up for 2 days. But then once he fall out, he sleep. And I was like an aggravating little brother, man. I'd be up wanting to go, you know. He wouldn't get up. I'd grab the keys and take the Bentley and just leave. And I'd take the red one, too, because he ain't care. We take the silver one. He ain't care. I'd take his red one and just be riding all over the place. And he'll wake up and call Mama West, be looking for me and shit. Like, but that's just the relationship we had, you know. But he would. He'd give you the shirt off his back, man.
Now, is there any, like, unreleased material out there that you and Pimp got that hasn't seen the day of light yet?
Yeah. It's on my hard drive. I'm going to put it out. I don't care what they do. I had to wait till I got my shit together, like, business-wise. So that's why I said, like, if anybody who's listening, man, and if they, you know, artists or producers or whatever, man, I'm telling you, Bandcamp is the way to go. I don't give a fuck, man. I'm trying to tell you how to get to your audience and be direct to your consumer. You know what I'm saying? So now that I done got it open, I got the truth about that,
man, because you ain't getting number pennies dealing with this Spotify and Apple Music.
Yeah, that people don't get that. Spotify, eMusic, iTunes and shit. The fucking single go up there for 99 cents. You know what I'm saying? You get 54 cents out of that 99 cent and shit. Like, man, fuck all that, man. Like I said, my music on them places too, but no, I give all my people the link to my Bandcamp. You know, I got a store. Like Pimp used to say, I'm going to open up the store, and if they love you, then they going to show it. You know what I'm saying? And shit, I can't stop now because they done showed it. Like, we in their ear hole. It's over with. Like,
I don't think people realize that also Pimp's ear for music. Like, he has such an instinct ear for music as well. And when you hear those tracks that he also produced and the melodies that he composed, you could tell he put his heart, mind, body, and soul behind it.
Yeah. And he ain't play behind music. Like, that's, like, one of the main reasons, like, he was real, you know, adamant and like, he taught me so much and what, you know, was because I produced too. So once he found out, like, I made them beats I was rapping on, he'd be like, you made that beat too? And I'd be like, yeah. Then he started teaching me, like, now, okay, well, let me show you how to bring this in and bring that. I'm, you know, bringing live musicians, you know. I'm just going to have to pay this guitar player. I'm just going to have to pay this dude. I want live drums on here. I'm going to have to pay these motherfuckers to play these horns. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever, like, that's him that taught me that, because he was that passionate about it. He now, Pimp, you know how long, how long can it last on a double disc album?
Yeah.
You know how long Pimp had that song?
How long he had it?
He said, he told me it took him 13 years to get that song right. That song had been wrote and ready and whatever. I got the copy of the version where he sang the chorus. You know, on the version that came out on the album, Charlie Wilson is singing the chorus. Like, he redid that song and had it for 13 years before he put it out. But you see how it sounded when it finally came out with the live instruments and Charlie Wilson and this and that. Like, he gonna wait till it's perfect. And that's what I try and do. I'm not throwing out nothing, just throwing it out there like, nah, I'm going to make sure it's right. Like, because once you put it out there, you can't take it back. And once you put something out, it ain't like you say, damn, hold up, let me get that back and fix this right quick. You know what I'm saying? Nah, it's gone. It's out there.
That shows how much of a perfectionist he was.
Hell yeah. Yeah. And if you was around him, you had to be on your shit if you was around him. So, I mean, the whole UGK Posse, the whole UGK Records, man, that's really the only ones who know, who can relate to what I'm talking about, man. Like, we had to be on our shit because he was a perfectionist. So, and then me, I had to be on my shit times 10 because I lived with him. So, it's something that don't go away. You know what I'm saying? It don't go nowhere.
And now getting into this topic here, and this is where a lot of people started really get more familiar with you. And even though it's not musically, but it's also a little due to a bit of controversy. Now you addressed your issues with Bun B and Big Crit. Now what was the cause of those issues between you and Bun, seeing how the situation got settled?
I mean, we ain't never really, I really don't want to talk about dude, but what you want to know, because I'm going to answer whatever question you got, I'm going to give it to you straight up.
Like, how did the issues with you and Big Bun and Crit, that's what I want to know. Because you said
okay,
something about them, like, taking a song
from you? They stole my song. It was him, Crit and Corey Moe. So that song, the song you just played, Ride With Me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, have you ever heard Big Crit version? That was on Big Crit album?
Yeah, I heard that one.
Okay, well, yeah, that answers your question. Like, I already ain't fuck with him anyway. Like, but then, you know, that's the second song. They took She Love It, you know what I'm saying? Before. So by the time they took Ride With Me, I hadn't had enough. Like, nah, I'm going to say, yeah, I'm going to come out blasting on them. I'm going to, yeah. Now, shit, the world could hear it. Like, once the world seen no one lying, they seen what was going on. Like, that's that. I mean, that's all it is to it. Like, if Pimp Your Partner, what you stealing from his protege from? They could have asked me for it. You know what I'm saying? And I would have told them they could have used it, bro. Just don't change the beat. Because me and Pimp, like, that song was exact. Pimp loved that song how it is. You know what I'm saying? So I'd have told them, yeah, y'all could use it. Just don't change, you know, don't change nothing. But now, you know, motherfuckers feel like they could just take shit. So now I had to, yeah, I'm going to fire back.
Yeah, man. And like I was saying before, even when I heard some of Bun's music afterwards, I'm saying it like as a UGK fan, it's just like the energy isn't really there anymore. Like, without Pimp, it's just like listening to Robin instead of Batman and Robin.
Yeah,
you're just looking at Robin.
Yeah. Like, Batman ain't there. You just hit it on the head. I mean, there ain't nothing wrong with it. It's, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing wrong with what you're saying and coming out saying, but everybody felt that way until I came out public and said it. But everybody felt it, but they didn't want to say it. But then when I finally came out and said it, did not see even you feel comfortable saying, yeah, man, I kind of noticed, like, you know, but I didn't want to say that, man, it's okay. That don't mean you talking bad about Bun. That just shows you how strong Pimp was to the group. Pimp was the group. Like, you hear Bun now, we don't want to hear that shit. Like, because Bun can't produce. He can't make beats. He never could. He could never do nothing. You know, he just write verses. Like, that's why the fans rock with me, because I listen to Pimp. I'm not being arrogant. I'm not being cocky. I listen to everything he taught me. So when it come to making them beats or picking these beats, I know what to make. I know what they want to hear. I know what Pimp would have done. Like, so I can come as close as I can to it. When the nigga he was with, that was his partner for 20 years, can't do it because he didn't listen. He wasn't, he just don't, he don't possess that part of making the music, and you to understand it, you'd have to be a musician, you'd have to be an artist or a producer to understand anything I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? So I just leave it at that.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean just being like a hater. It was just me just being like, it don't really have that magic like before. That just
no. That's what I'm saying. You it's no hate. You just like you can hear that pimp ain't here. Like you can tell. Like you can just hear it. It's gone. Like and yeah, you hear him by itself, and it's just like I see why you. Why they steal my shit. Like, you desperate. You reaching. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I just let it go. Because, like, yeah, if you that desperate, and you know, well, 17 really got the formula. You know what I'm saying? Like, so let's keep stealing his shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, piece by piece. You know what I'm saying? But that's still not doing them no good. Because you don't know. They don't know how to do it without pimp. They didn't listen. Fuck that. I listened. I paid attention.
I think mainly what it is, though, is just because of the Free Pimp C campaign that he ran that a lot of people were afraid of really criticizing him or really saying anything about him because they thought that was a good gesture for Pimp. But I'm just speaking as a music fan, like, that shit won't really hit him like that, like it was. And I already got a hate. We got a lot of hate ourselves from a lot of Bun B fans. But I just have to keep it real. It's not hit without Pimp.
Yeah, that's. I don't see how people could be mad at that. Like, because all it's doing is showing you how much of a genius Pimp was. You know what I'm saying? Like, in why he, you know. See, I know so much personal stuff, it's hard for me to get in, you know. But, you know, why they had issues and why Pimp deserves to get more of a cut. Because Pimp was the group. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, so put it this way. If Bun was gone, Pimp was still here, and we was getting Pimp C solo albums, trust me, we'd be buying them bitches up and they'd be jamming like a motherfucker. But...
I think you break it up a little bit.
Can you hear me now?
You try it again?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I'll give you a little bit now, yeah.
All right, I just think it was the other way around. And Pimp was still here. And we could get some C4 album. We'd be five up and be dancing like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on one second. I think you're still breaking up a little bit, player. I'm still having a little bit of problem here. You might have to... You on speaker? Hold on. We got it.
Yeah, can you hear me?
We're going to try to bring him back. We're going to try to bring 17 back. We have a little technical difficulties. Now you're still breaking up a little bit. I'm going to try to have you call back.
I don't think this one because I'm on the landline, bro.
Okay, hold on one second. We're going to get this together. In the meantime, call number is 1-619-924-0703. We got 17 on the line. Chopping it up with us. We got to make sure these technical difficulties is fixed. Hold on one second. In the meantime, while we go and fix this problem here, we're going to play another one of your tracks. We're going to play one of them joints from Pimp. Then we're going to come back, and hopefully we can get this issue resolved. But nevertheless, we here. Yeah, we here right now, 1-619-924-0703. We about to play a joint from Pimp right quick, then we'll be right back at it.
Another Mike D's niggas come together, know how much paper we can see. Slim Thug and Zero, y'all still bullshit. Need to sit down, take a tour. Too much money till we get it. Powerwall and that Cooper still ain't talking. Money speak, all that bullshit keep walking. Y'all niggas got the game fucked up. All your record company people need to shut the fuck up. Cause y'all tripping up that bullshit rapping. And white people laughing at us, that's what's happening. They saying stupid ass niggas still ain't paid it out. Long as they stay divided, man, we gon' run the side. Y'all need to get up off the dumb shit. I got a bread truck, get up off that dumb shit.
Trunk shaking like tambourine. In the H where the paint sweet as tangerine. Where they bouncing on foes like trampoline. It's the great state of Texas, so I can't believe all the conflict and plicks that we carrying. It's time to get rid of the beef like vegetarians. I'm about stacking bank every day, so I pay attention to the vets. And I ain't talking about a Chevrolet. Kiki the Don, Pimp C a King, Lil J the owner of the squad. H time we the team. It ain't no eyeing that you trying that you be fatigued. But if we man up and press, we can lead the league. We some all-stars, the roster is sick, man. I ain't gotta start, P.O.P. will be the sixth man. Rap a lot of Southern Empire, but the assist, man. 3, 2, 1, twist, and
we back. Apologize for the miss. Yeah, we back in the building. We much better now, brother.
All right.
Yeah, we good, man. Now, going back to what the topic was we was at, we was talking about how Bun B's music wasn't really hitting, and we real UGK fans got a lot of flack for that, but at the same time, people were scared to say it because they were afraid of offending the movement that Bun was pushing in the late, early, the mid-2000s about the Free Pimp C movement. Did Pimp any, did he feel a sort of way about that, or was he appreciative?
I can only give you what I know, man. I can give you what, I got to give you the straight truth. I don't sugarcoat shit or do nothing. I know what Pimp told me. Pimp appreciated what Bun did by keeping his name out there. But it was another side to it. They made a whole lot of money off that Free Pimp C shit. And Pimp told me that when that I'm just telling what he told me. Like, motherfuckers be getting mad, but this is what he told me. Like, I watched Pimp shed tears over the shit Bun did. So Pimp told me when he got home, Bun gave him $1,300. And he said when he got his lawyer to look at it, they had made over like $500,000 off that merchandise or something. And the only reason Pimp said he didn't sue was because he would have had to sue Bun too. And he wasn't going to sue Bun because then that would have been out there in the public that he sued Bun and that. So he appreciated the shit that Bun did, but Bun ain't go. He was like, you know, I appreciate what he did, but Bun ain't write him that time he was in prison, ain't put no money on his books, ain't never go see him except for the day he got out. So Bun knew how to make everything look a certain way. And Pimp appreciated that. But when it came down to the real shit, my nigga was hurt. So when people heard me tell the truth, it's like it shocked them until they went and got the book and they had to read it for themselves and see it in Pimp on handwriting. Like, it's a whole lot of shit. Well, with that, I leave that where it's at. You know what I'm saying? Because what people got to understand is, it's not like they wasn't going to be UGK. If Pimp was still alive, it'd still be UGK. It's UGK for life.
Mm-hmm.
Brothers fight.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just people didn't know how fucked up it was. You know what I'm saying? So what? Now you know. You know what I'm saying? Like, with that shit, no, I push forward. It's so much fucked up shit. I ain't got time to talk about the fucked up shit, man. We got new singles and albums and everything dropping and Bandcamp off the chain. YouTube, they on here now. My fans on my YouTube now. They watching this.
And I gotta say too, when I got the book finally, I finally was able to purchase the book that Judy Beverly did after about 2 years. I finally purchased. I could say it's one of the most well-read books I've ever seen. Like, she really put in her work and her research.
Yeah,
I could tell
and
that
you
she
see
talked
that
to the people that.
Yeah, she was cause she really did, man. I mean, Mama West really helped her write that book. Pimp Mama helped her write that book. That's why when you open the book, it's a big ass picture of Mama West, you know, and they say dedicated to her, because that's where she got all the letters, you know, that Pimp was writing from jail and, you know, just talking to all us. Julia was going to Julia, did her research, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I tell people all the time, you ain't got to listen to me. Get the book. You know what I'm saying? Like, get the book. Like, and then you'll learn a third of what I know. And you're gonna see how fucked up it, you know. Yeah. Like, so with knowing all that, I got to keep it pushing. I got to rep for my own boy. I got to rep for Pimp. I ain't, I don't see how if for somebody to hate that, you just a hater. You know what I'm saying? It's in your blood. Ain't nothing I can do about it. And I don't care. Because if you know everything, if you knew everything I knew, or you knew half of what I knew and what I got to go through, and I still get out here and I make sure that they screaming long live Pimp Chad at the end of the day, man, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
Now, do you have any funny stories that you and Pimp, like, you know, any scenarios or any funny moments that you had with him that you want to share?
Man, I lived with him. Every day was funny, man. Pimp was a fucking comedian. Like, that's what people don't get. Like, y'all got to see him be funny a couple times, you know, so y'all seen the jokester side come out, but they love to show when he on the radio in Atlanta, you know, kind of heated.
Classic interview.
Oh, yeah, classic interview, but even though he was mad in the interview was funny. You know what I'm saying? So, like, Pimp was just funny, bro. I couldn't, if I tried to sit here and tell you every story with Pimp, bro, we'd be on the phone all night. Like, every day was funny. Like, it's different when you live with somebody, you know, because ain't like I'm just seeing him every now and then. Nah, man, every day with this man, like, he's fucking hilarious, bro. Like, I'm telling you, I think that might be a misconception that a lot of people got about Pimp, that, you know, that they don't know how funny he was, like how much of a big-ass kid he was. Like, Pimp was a big-ass kid, you know. But you wouldn't know it because he had a lot of fat on his head, too. Like, I mean, knowledge when I say that, you know what I'm saying? So he read a lot of books when he was in prison, you know what I'm saying? So he was a big-ass kid, and he played a lot, but he was very well educated, you know what I'm saying? And when he spoke, you know, you might want to listen, because that's where I got it from. Where I'm like, nah, I'm not going to speak if it ain't true, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't going to say shit if I don't know it. Like, man, that man knew so much, bro, but I think the biggest misconception on it is they don't know how much of a big-ass kid he was. Like, Pimp was hilarious, bro. That's something you could ask anybody. Pimp kept everybody laughing. Nick could have been a stand-up, bro. He could have been a comedian if he wanted to.
Oh, yeah, very, very hilarious dude, man. Just by seeing some of the clips that he had. It's just the way he just carried it. It's just some people have a comedic side to them. It's just like, it just comes out funny. It's kind of like, he would be like the rat Dave Chappelle in a sense, because Chappelle, he tells his stories, and it just comes out funny. I feel that Pimp, he just had that kind of charisma as well.
Yeah. Yeah, like we'd go to at shows, you know, in between the music, man, he had a crowd crying laughing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I think a lot of people, I wish they could see, you know, could have seen more of that side, you know. And it's in my documentary. Like I said, the movie coming out, when you say, is there any videos and any, you know, whatever. Yeah, like I said, I guess the videos coming, the documentary's coming out. You see that the more the comedic side of Pimp, in my documentary. You know what I'm saying? Because when we together, we just clowning and having fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so I can't wait for people to see that, you know.
I can't recall how many times I've used the slogan to open up that interview. It's Eastern Standard Time.
Eastern Standard Time. That motherfucker did not want to say that on that one. You remember he was at one pimp when he say, he say, yeah, on the south side of the map. He said, yeah, but what time is it? Whatever time it is in Atlanta, pimp say, it's Eastern Standard Time, man. That, like, it's, he wasn't going to speak unless he knew what he was saying. It made sense. You can't, that's why the motherfuckers from Atlanta, they still, to this day, it's like love hate because they know he wasn't lying. He ain't lie about nothing. When he said Atlanta was the new San Francisco, he wasn't lying. Look at that shit now. Pimp said that shit fucking over a decade ago. And then turn around now, you got niggas wearing skirts and dresses and like really wearing skirts and dresses. Like, you got Young Thugs and all this shit going on now. When Pimp told y'all, that, he said this shit over a decade ago.
Yeah, man. He predicted it pretty much.
Hey, man, have you seen Young Jock Head, man?
Yeah.
Have you seen Young Jock Head? With a dress, man. And have you seen his head? A man got a perm, man. It's a perm thing, man. Go Google Young Jock and just look at images.
He had the Aunt Jemima hairstyle.
And just Google Young Thug and look at images. Google, I don't give a fuck. You can Google the Migos. Look at images. And while you're looking at them images, play that interview in the background while you're looking at them. And you're going to shake your head because you're going to say, damn, Pimp was talking about this shit over a decade ago.
I think a lot of people forget about the gems he was dropping in that interview too, in the midst of the comedy, because it plays on to your of him being a comedian, and a lot of comedians, they also share a lot of truth. Like, he was also saying that if you're gonna talk about the dope game, talk about the good and the bad.
Exactly. And that's what we big on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you hear true story, you hear songs like that, but then you also hear songs like, you know, Living Like a Hustler. And, that's what it means. You can't give them just one side and let them think that, yeah, the dope game is all cool and that's the way to go, man, and that's what you're going to get these youngsters. Hell no. I'm telling them, hey, man, we need to support each other, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like you got your thing when you asked me to do this interview. I don't like doing interviews, but fuck that. All right, bro, I got you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's going to help anything got going on, I got you. You know what I'm saying? Now, Vlad and I done turned all them down. I don't want to go on them. I don't want to do them big-ass interviews. I like being able to go to the mall and semi-be able to walk through it without people messing with me. I'm getting messed with a little bit, but it ain't nothing like how Pimp was. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, nah, man, motherfuckers got to realize this real life we live. You know what I'm saying? And the dope game, if you keep talking about the dope game, and making the youngsters think that's all it is out there, and that's what they going to do. Well, I'm trying to show them now, man, look. Look what 17 did. He got his own YouTube channel. He opened up his own store. He got his own, his supporters click his shit. As long as he make new music and keep Pimp name alive, you know what I'm saying? That man, he independent. He getting it legal. I might not be a super millionaire, but I'm comfortable. You know what I'm saying? So if I could show a kid that and a kid follow that, what's wrong with that? Ain't that cool? Don't that mean I showed them something cool? Don't that mean I showed them something legal?
Just by inspiring people.
Yeah. Like, man, it's just, I'm on some different shit, man. I'm not finna, bro. These niggas is crazy, man. I'm not going to sit here and act like a grown man in a dress is okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit here and act like these niggas still telling you to take all these drugs is okay. Like, no, that's not what you finna hear in my music. That ain't what my fans finna, you know. They ain't what UGK fans listen for. I could say I not even just my fans, UGK fans, them type the type shit we listen to.
Yeah, I came up. Yeah, well, I came up under the verses like Pimp used to talk when he used to. The first verse he opened up with a kick though. The game fucked up. I ain't got no friends. I done spent my last $77,000 on a drop top Benz. I'm a trill, nigga.
Fucked up. I ain't got no friends.
Like,
yeah, that's real. That's real music. It got substance to it. That's what my music is. That's what I do. That's what I'm steady dropping. When you say, well, you know, you steady dropping singles and albums and this and that and this and that. Yeah, because it's all got substance. It's all that kind of music. So that way it ain't dead as long as I'm here. That way Pimp Legacy can't be dead if I'm still here. Because I don't do, hey, man, listen to me. And I'm not being cocky or arrogant, but I don't do a lot of things great. I'm not great at a lot of things, but one thing that I am good at is this motherfucking music. I'm a bad motherfucker when it comes to this here, man. So, yeah, as long as I'm here doing this and Pimp taught me, man, I'm hell on these boys. They ain't never want, they did not want me to get heard. You don't even get it, man. Boy, I've been blackballed for years. They was praying none of this shit never happened, but you can't stop God's will, homie. And I got three angels up there. You dig?
And the realness is going to always come amidst the faith. It's always going to shine above. That's why I feel that there's a shift going on, because people are eventually looking for substance. They're looking for that full plate. They're not looking for fast food anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll take the fast food for a minute, but, you know, if they really going to spend their money, man, like you said, what you want? What do you want? If you're going to spend your money on something, what you want? You want a full plate, huh?
I want me a full plate to keep me going for a whole week. Want me some feel-good food.
Exactly.
Fast food ain't going to make me feel good for it.
Yeah, they shifting back around. They'll listen to the fast food. I mean, they'll eat the fast food because instead of being shoved down their throat. But if you offer them some real home-cooked food and you show them where it's at, they going to get it, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, they going to get it because they want it. And somebody got to give it to them.
And it also goes to what you was talking about earlier about the unity. Always the music is always out there. There's always a story being told. There's always some dope production. There's always something soulful out. It's just a matter of having the right people just standing together and just making this thing pop. You know, kicking that door down.
Man, I don't even have to say this, but you know what? Not only just me, but you know where UGK Records would be if Pimp was still alive. Like, man, we'd probably be in London right now or something. I don't know. I know we'd be on tours and, yeah, you know, but that's what I said to preach to people, man, and let them know, look, man, I let my supporters know on my YouTube channel, everywhere I go, everybody who support me, I let them know. They tell me they need me. I tell them, no, I need y'all. Like, I thank y'all. I can't do this shit without y'all. If y'all don't click the link in this description and buy this shit, then I can't keep going to the studio making it, because I ain't getting out there in the streets
right.
No more and putting my life and my freedom at risk. You know what I'm saying? Nah, they keep me able to go in there and keep making music and doing this and that. Man, it's real. I'm telling you, some trio shit going on, man. It's a movement going on.
Mm-hmm.
I know it is on my end. I know my people. I know what's going on with me. My YouTube on right now. My people on here right now. You see my screen. All you going to see is Long Live Pimp Chad, Long Live Pimp Chad, Long Live. That's all you going to see. It's all positivity. It ain't no hate. You got a whole movement going on. This is what they was praying this shit never happened. Not 17. They tried to blackball me forever, man. But you can't stop God's will. And like I told you, now I got three angels up there. So I just feel like it was just a matter of time.
And, you know, before we wrap this up, man, I just want to ask you, what was the energy like around being my mama West? I could tell that's where Pimp got a lot of that swing from, and a lot of that upfront boldness from, because I remember looking at
that's where he got it all from. But let me tell you something.
Yes.
Pimp, that little lady was pimp big ass balled up in a little bitty lady. Like, she that's where he got everything from. Mama West, that's why he talk like that. Mama West will tell you to suck her dick if she ain't got one. We in shows, Mama West, shit. She grabbed the mic and greet the crowd before she call us her babies, before she bring her babies out and let the crowd know. You know what I'm saying? And they loved her. Like, she was a firecracker, boy. You hear me? Like, but I'm talking about love. She, nothing but support. She never, no hate towards nobody. Never did. That's why I can't believe how they both passed away and nobody reached back to help UGK Records. But all Mama West and Pimp did was help people and support people. But ain't nobody reached back to help, because UGK Records belong to Mama West and Pimp C. Nobody reached back to help make UGK Records. So guess who had to make sure the shit stayed popping? 17.
17,
now,
baby.
Picture putting all that weight on your shoulders and tell me how you think you would do. You gonna fuck up sometime too, huh?
Oh yeah, brother. I mean, cause we all been through them circumstances where you see a lot of stuff that ain't really what it's portrayed to be, and sometimes it frustrates you that people don't see it. And sometimes when you push, you gotta eventually reveal it. The truth gonna shine above anything.
It just take the truth. It take people longer to. It's just like that interview that Pimp did, like you say, the classic interview. It took them years before they could accept what he was saying, because it was all true, but it hurt. This is saying that come from Mama West, that you done heard Pimp say it and you done heard me say it. Hey man, the truth like medicine, man. Don't nobody want no medicine that don't taste good. You know what I'm saying? But you need it. You got to have it. So that's why that interview is like it is, and that's why 17 is like it is. You don't really like, you ain't going to like everything I say. You ain't going to like everything you hear come out my mouth. But it's going to be the fucking truth, and you need it. You got to have it, man. Buy you some. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I be chilling, man. I be modest, but I think a motherfucker be forgetting who taught me sometimes because I be so humble. You know what I'm saying? But, like, don't get me started, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, bro. We humble. That's how we always been. That's how Mama West taught us to be, how Pimp taught us to be. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes, man, these boys really getting out of line. They don't even realize what's happening right now. When you say you feeling the shift, it's because it's really happening. I'm watching it happen. Like, I ain't, bruh, you might be sitting over there like, how did you not know? I didn't know, man, because I'm just like Pimp didn't realize how much of a, he used to say I was his Snoop Dogg. He was the Dr. Dre of the South. I was his Snoop Dogg. I don't think he realized he didn't need to be the Dr. Dre of the South. He was already Pimp C. So he didn't even realize how big he was. So when it come to me, I'm not big. I wouldn't say big, but nah, I didn't know how much love I had. I didn't know how much support I had. I didn't know until I started a YouTube page and I actually let my face come on, because I don't really talk that much. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a studio. I love being in the studio. Let me go make my music, put the music out and whatever. Well, we're in the age now where you can make the music, but you better get on there and let them know it's available. You got to promote it. So then, once I did that, and all the love showed up, man. When I tell you from everywhere, bro, man, London, the UK, Canada. We talk about the United States, man. I'm talking about I got people, man. Every state, bro. Every state, little old me. You know what I'm saying, like. It's all because of Pimp. You know what I'm saying? It's all because of Pimp. So I'm going to keep him screaming, long live Pimp Chad. Like, long as I'm here, it's like he's still breathing. Like, that's my mission, bro. Like, That's what I'm here to do.
And we let you know too, you have love in the Carolinas too. That's where I'm at.
Already, man. Yeah, I get a lot of comments, you know, the Carolinas, man. I get comments. Man, what really got me was when I started getting comments from, like, New York and you know, the East Coast, because, you know, you never know how much love you got until you put yourself out there. And when I say put yourself out there, the reason I never wanted to put myself out there, because you got to deal with the hate, too. But, man, it's so much more love than it is hate, bro. If you focus on the few, you got your radio show. You know what it is. You got people who support you. You got plenty more love than you got hate. But I know you got haters that you got to ignore to keep pushing. You know what I'm saying? You can't give a hater no attention. Not when you got, when God didn't show you, you got so much support, you know, and love. You got to focus on the positive part. And, hey, man, I just learned that. You know what I'm saying? Because a year ago, you'd have caught me on my channel. Yeah, I'm going off on niggas stealing my songs. I'm calling names out, this and that. Everything was negative. You know what I'm saying? So I'm steady growing, too, man. I'm not perfect. Like, no, I'm an open book. I done had to go through everything in front of everybody's face, man. Do you realize that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, man.
I lost my mentor and had to carry him. I was a pallbearer standing next to Bun. I'm knowing and I don't like Bun. None of us did. And I got to carry my man, look. Then the same thing with Mama West. Then the same thing with my mama. Then I get in the wreck and almost die. Like, I mean, all this thing happened in front of all my people, like, in front of the world face.
Man, I mean, you carried that cross to bear, and you coming out stronger than ever, man. I mean, Penn would definitely be proud.
Man, that's, you know what, bro? That's, when somebody say that to me, that mean more than anything to me. When they say, man, Pimp will be proud, Pimp or Mama West be proud, Pimp Mama West and your mama will be proud. That's what the fuck I do this for. That's the, you can't, like, it's no amount of money, it's no material, nothing that feel better than when somebody tell me that. Because then I know I'm doing my fucking job. You know what I'm saying?
Facts, man. And you going back to the New York love and everything, I think that also a case of where UGK, when he put out that song, Quit Hating the South, I think that's where he put them on notice. And they had no choice but to embrace it. Because then that double album, he had Talib Kweli, he had Big Daddy Kane, Kool G Rap,
Daddy
all
Kane,
them guys
yeah, yeah.
up there.
Yeah, he went and got the OGs that wasn't doing no hating. Like Pimp said, all the OGs and everybody from the East Coast that was real OGs and that was really putting it down and getting money, they wasn't hating on the South. It was the ones who wasn't eating. That's usually who be hating, man. You know what I'm saying? Somebody who watching what you're doing and instead of saying, damn, he did a good job, let me follow that formula. Or let me do my thing a little harder. You know, they just hate on what you do instead. It's easier for them to hate on what you do. So, yeah, there you go. Quit hating the South. You know what I'm saying? And then, like I told you, just like the interview, it took years, but it finally sunk in. They didn't want to hear it. It's medicine. Medicine don't taste good, but they needed it. You know what I'm saying? Now they ain't got no choice. You know what I'm saying? You can't hate the South. It went from quit hating the South to you can't hate the South. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though we got niggas wearing dresses and shit, and we need to correct that shit ourselves, and that's coming from me, we got to correct this shit. These niggas, young jock, these niggas with these perms and all this homosexual shit, like, we got to check that shit, man. But other than that, they know we run this rap shit, man. We run this rap shit. That shit came down south and they ain't never left.
And they still got this thing on the chokehold like 15 some years later.
You already see. You
they
see what I'm saying? And we ain't letting
money.
It go. Yeah, we ain't letting it go. So, end of the day, man, that's why I say I'm in the positive shit because at the end of the day, if it's another artist from the South, even if I don't know him, he's like, might as well call him my brother, because we're on the same mission. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're on the same mission, bro. Like, that's why I don't wish no harm on nobody that's from the South, nothing like that. Even creating them niggas stealing, doing this and that. Nah, I'm in a different place now. But I had to mature. I ain't know how to handle that shit at first. First, you just want to bomb on a nigga. You know what I'm saying? But nah, when you look at it, I know what Big Bro wanted. I mean, it was about the South being on top. You know what I'm saying? So I can have my opinions. Like Pimp said, opinions like booty holes. Everybody got one. I can have my opinion. That's my opinion. But at the end of the day, as long as it's from the South, man, I'm with it, and I support it.
And he was saying that and knocking those down. That's what the metaphor was all about, like knocking them doors down and getting his money.
Yeah. Yeah, we getting our own way of getting money. We getting our own way. Because we focus on the negativity. I'm not focusing on no negativity. I will get on my supporters' nerves. I get on there every day and tell them, click the link in the description, man. Buy you some. I can't do this shit without y'all. I tell them straight up. I ain't like these other rappers out here.
Put your rap to them.
Yeah, and that pimp love and that. That's my job. I got to keep on giving them that. You know what I'm saying? Like, as long as I'm keeping his legacy alive.
That's what's up. Now, before we wrap this thing up, man, you want to give like. Now, before we all wrap this thing up, man, you want to give like any shout outs out there?
Nah, man, I don't need no shout outs, man. I don't, because I forget somebody. Nobody reached back and helped BGK. You sit on that and just think about that for a while. You're going to be like, God damn. When I say nobody, you're going to think about everybody that Pimp came out of jail and he helped when he spoke on their albums or did free features for them or this and that and this and that. Then you're going to be like, damn. And 17 got all the weight on his shoulders. None of them niggas reaching back to help. Then you'll see what I'm dealing with. Like, I got to stay prayed up, man.
That's what it is, man. We definitely appreciate you joining us, man. I mean, we know you don't like doing interviews, but for you to rock with us, it's definitely appreciation, man. And we want to salute you and keep doing what you do, keep it Pimp C's name alive, keep it his music alive. We're going to definitely support you, do it 100,000%.
I appreciate it, man. And I hope that thing, you know, I'm going to support y'all right back. Everybody who support me, I support y'all. You know I'm locked in to the station, man. And I hope that motherfucker grow till it can't grow no more. You got to tell him like I tell him, man. Don't be tell him buy him some, man. We can't do this shit without him. Buy you some.
Already. So we gonna have this interview up probably by this weekend. I'm gonna send it to you when I finish getting it pressed up. We will have it on YouTube so you can show your fans. And we definitely going to sign up out of here. I want to send a shout out to my co-host, T-Max, Illar the Sandman, Ms. Chinchilla. We're going to be here on the show tomorrow night as well. We're going to have MC Shan aboard. So tune into that. This is King Eric signing out. Big shout out to 16 for chopping it up with you. And we out, baby.